Joshua chapter 1, and this is a familiar verse to, again, since you guys are growing up in church, most of you, you probably heard this verse, maybe some of you know this verse, and these morning sessions are abbreviated PCL. What's PCL stand for? Anyone
Practical
know?
Christian Living.
Practical Christian Living. So in the morning sessions here, we want to try to be as practical as we can be, and I want to be a help to you guys. And so this morning, we're going to talk about the why and how of personal devotions. The why do we do it? Why do we want you to read your Bible? Why do we want you to pray? The why, and also the how, because maybe some of you come to camp and you say, well, Mr. White, I read my Bible and I go through the lessons and I check the things off. I look up the questions, you know, when I'm here at camp. But when I go home, I really kind of struggle. I really have a hard time being consistent in my devotions. And so I want to be a practical help to you guys, the why and the how of personal devotions, all right? So let's read Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. I'll read it, you follow along. Joshua 1 and verse number 8 says this, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It's the only time in our English Bible that the word success is used. Only time. If you look up in a Bible dictionary the word success, you'll see Joshua 1:8. One time that it's used. And it's used here. And it's used, young person, in connection with the meditating upon God's word, and the meditating upon God's word leads us, what's it say? It says that thou mayest observe to do. We could say that's obedience. And so we read our Bibles because we need to figure out what does God want us to do? How are we supposed to live? How are we supposed to act and react and all these things, okay? And so that's where we're going this morning. Let's pause and ask for the Lord's help. Father, thank you, Lord, for our PCL hour. Lord, I pray that you would just use this hour for your honor and glory and help these young people, help all of us, God, to be consistent, to understand why we need to have personal devotions and, Lord, how we can, Lord, seek to be consistent in that. And so, Father, fill me, use me, and again, would you bless this time? In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, so very simple this morning. Number one, having personal devotions every day is born out of, I'm going to use the word, devotion to God. You say, why do we do it? Why should I go home? Why should I spend time in God's word? Why should I pray? Well, number one, again, it's born out of devotion to God. They're called devotions because we're showing that as children of God, as those who have been saved, we want to obey God and live a life that's committed to God. And we want to know more about our God. And so we're devoted to God, and we demonstrate that by spending time with Him. And so, young person, listen, if you came to camp and you are not consistent, or you are not at least wanting, desiring to read your Bible every day and to pray every day, to talk to God, of course, reading the Bible, we hear what God has to say to us. We talked about that last night. And praying, we talk to God. What's going on in our lives? Are there physical things in our family? Are there other things that our church is struggling with? Or just in my own life, we talk to God about things, right? And so if we are not doing that, or if you came to camp not really doing that, then I would say that we need to ask ourselves, are we truly devoted to God? Do we truly love God like we should? Because again, devotions, they're born out of this idea that we're going to be committed. We're going to be devoted to God. All right. Again, I am so sorry you couldn't meet my wife this week. And she's doing well, getting ready for the baby in August. And just the best person in this world, right? Again, I told you I was biased, but that's what I think. But if I told you this morning that, you know what, Mr. Will, I love my wife so much, and I'm totally devoted to my wife. But you asked me, well, did you talk to her yesterday? Or when you're home, do you ever spend any time with her? I said, no, I didn't talk to her yesterday. And I didn't talk to her the day before either. I kind of missed a couple days calling her. And when I'm at home, I never spend any time with her. Now, question, do you think that I'm really devoted to my wife and I love my wife? If that was the case, No, you'd say, Mr. Well, that's crazy. You say you love your wife, you say you're devoted to her, and you never talk to her, you never spend any time with her. I tell you what, if that was the case, then our marriage wouldn't last very long, okay? And so the same thing is true, though. There's a lot of people that say, well, I love God. Well, and I'm devoted. I want to be committed to God. I want to obey God. But if we're not spending time with God, does that make any sense? You see, some of you guys, how many guys like video games? It's okay to raise your hand, right? It's okay. All right? I'm not preaching against video games, okay? And so if you say, well, I like video games, well, when's the last time you played a video game? Oh, you know, it's been like 5 years, right? You know, some of you would be like 2 years old. Okay? See, we spend time doing things that we like, things that we love. Does that make sense? Is everyone with me? Everyone say, that makes sense, all right? Everyone say, okay, all right, all right. We spend time doing the things that we want to do, that we like to do, that we love to do. And so, again, if we're devoted to God, we are going to want to spend time with Him. All right, when one is surrendered to God and in love with Him, wanting to obey Him, we're going to take time to be in His Word every day. We're going to take time to pray, to talk to Him. I mentioned this verse last night, but John 14:15 says, if you love me, what? You guys know it? Keep my commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of those commandments is that we would study, that we would read, that we would meditate upon, think about the Word of God. We're not going to think about God's Word if we're not reading God's Word, right? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So God tells us, it's a command. We are to study His Word, all right? In Joshua 1, verse number 8, this is really a command, what we've just read. This book of the law, God was telling Joshua, don't let it depart out of your mouth, but you need to meditate upon it day and night. You need to be thinking about God's Word, okay? When it comes to prayer, it's the same thing. Over and over again, God commands us to pray. He invites us to pray. He urges Christians to pray, to talk to Him about things. Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always, with all prayer and supplication, in the Spirit. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so, reading God's Word, studying God's Word, memorizing God's Word, those are things that are commanded. Praying, that's a command from God. And so, if we want to show God that we're in love with Him, that we want to follow Him, again, that's where our personal devotions, it's born out of devotion, being committed to God, okay? And so that's the first step. Now, secondly, if you're taking notes, personal devotions, why do we do it? Because of devotion to God. But secondly, because of direction that we need. Direction that we need. Young person, I said last night that we live in a culture, a society that more and more is laughing at the idea that there is absolute truth, that there is a God that we have to look to. People don't like, listen, you guys need to understand this at a young age. People do not like the idea that there's absolute truth. Some people will say, there are no absolutes, which is an absolute statement. That's kind of funny to me, all right? It's illogical. You say, Mr. Will, what are you talking about? When I was, a couple of years ago, our church, we rented a booth at the county fair. And so we had a booth at the county fair. We were passing out gospel invitations and some candy and some other things on the table, right? And we're just trying to make contacts with people, trying to tell people about Jesus. And there was one guy that came up to that table, and he just wanted to argue. And so I started talking to this guy, and I was trying to help him, trying to get him to admit the idea that there is absolute truth in the world. And so I asked this guy, I said, sir, what's 2 + 2? All right, just a true story. You know what he told me? He said, it's whatever you want it to. And I said, sir, I was very kind in my response. I said, sir, you don't believe that. I said, that doesn't make any sense. Again, he's what the Bible calls a scorner. A scorner, one that just wants to argue. One that doesn't want God or have to submit to God's truth. All right. I um, I said, so I'm continuing this conversation with him. I can tell it's not going to go anywhere. But I said, well, sir, I think I had my phone in my hand. I said, sir, what if I throw my phone up in the air? What's going to happen to it? And if I did that today, if I threw this water bottle up in the air, what's going to happen to it? Someone tell me. It's going to fall down, right? Because why? Law of gravity. That's an absolute fundamental truth in our world today. That's how God set it up. But I think it was my phone I had. I said, sir, what if I throw my phone up in the air? What's going to happen? He said, I don't know. He gets stuck up in the ceiling or something, you know? He's a scorner. He wanted to argue. And he hated the idea that there was absolute truth in the world. And so that's the society you guys are growing up in. People are saying, oh, it doesn't matter. You can just be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. We don't have any standard that we have to look to. And listen, young person, in that society, in this society in which we're all living, as you guys are growing up right now, is the time to decide, and is the time to determine in your heart, no, there is absolute truth in the world. There is a standard that we have to look to, that we have to follow. And again, it's the Word of God. And Psalm 119, verse 160, Scripture says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. John 14, verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, right? He's the truth and the light. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In John 17, verse 17, the Bible says, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so our life should be based upon God and his word. And everything, we are to line up with God's standard. So how do we know how we're supposed to live? How do we know what to do with our lives? Do we just listen to different teachers in our day? Do we just go by what television and the media says? Do we just go by different psychology books and self-help books? No, we look to the Bible. And so that young person, okay, I'm taking a while to get there, but that is why we have devotions as well. Because again, we're obeying God, we're devoted to God, but we also need to read God's word and we need to pray because we need direction. Because there's a lot of people out there that say, well, no, I think this is fine. No, I think this is good. And there's all these different lies and all these different philosophies and all these different things that people are saying. Do you know the other day, I told this to the church on Sunday. I think it was Sunday, all right? All these weeks run together in my mind. I think I said this on Sunday to the church, all right? Do you know recently I read about somebody that says that they identify as a cat? And not like just that they like cats, but like, they say, oh, I'm a cat. Now, if I told you this, if I got up here this morning and I said, hey, you know what, guys? I was thinking last night, and I think that I really am a cat. What would you think about me? You think like, Mr. Fry, we got to get this guy out of here because he has just lost his mind, okay? But do you guys know that there are people in our world today that they're thinking that? Now, it's very, very sad because the Bible says they're deceived. The Bible says that they're blinded. They're blinded by the God, the little G God of this world, right? Satan, okay? But again, there's all this crazy stuff that's out there today. And so as Christians, we have to daily immerse ourselves in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And what is that? Where is that found? The Bible, God's word. And so we need, why do we have devotions? Because again, we need to learn more. We need to know what God has said. We need to talk to God and pray for direction direction in our own life as you guys continue to grow and get older. And sometimes it's not just a matter of knowing again a certain standard of something. It's as you guys get older, it's like, oh man, you know, right now you don't have to worry about you guys are going home and you go to school and you're going to church. But as you get older, it's going to be like, wow, do I go to college one day, or do I get married, or do I stay in Pennsylvania, do I leave Pennsylvania, and so the older you get, guess what, you're going to have to make some decisions. And so again, right now is the time to determine in your mind, I need to seek God, I need to have my personal devotion, I need to be talking to God about these things, I need to be reading God's word, finding out principles that can help me, that can direct me, I need direction. Now, I know today we have our phones and we have GPS on our phones, right? But back in the day, you know, before cell phones, you guys are growing up in a world. Mr. Will remembers that day. You guys don't remember that day. That's crazy. It makes me feel old. Thank you for making me feel old this morning, okay? You don't remember a day before cell phones. But back in the day before cell phones. You know what you did when you went on a road trip? You got an old-fashioned map. How many of you guys know what a map is? All right. Oh, good. You've seen a map, okay? All right. You got a map, and you looked, and you said, okay, if I want to go, you know, for me, coming out here, I try to avoid Chicago traffic as much as I can. So I come down, and I cut across Indiana and go in through Indianapolis and through Ohio that way. I look, and I say, okay, I need to take Interstate 70. If I stay on Interstate 70, that's gonna cut across, and I'm going to go all the way across Ohio, and then I'm going to drop down on 76 when I get in Pennsylvania, and I can see it because I need direction. I'm going a certain place. I need direction. Well, young person, listen, if you want to truly please God with your life, then you need to understand, I need direction. I've got to look at God's word. That's why personal devotions. That's why when you go home next week, all right, you say, Mr. Lowell, I don't, it's so easy here at camp because they give me the stuff. And I'm going to talk in a few minutes here about, I get some practical helps for you guys, okay? But you need to determine, say, I want to continue reading my Bible. I want to continue to pray. I didn't have that time, in the morning because even though I'm young right now, I want to get in the pattern, establish the pattern of God. I need direction. I understand this is a crazy world and I need to know your truth. Okay, so there is devotion to God. There's direction that we need. But also, can I say that having personal devotions, why do we do that? Because we have a desire to be spiritually healthy. We have a desire to be spiritually healthy. Question, how many of you guys eat every day? Wow, I do too. And you know what? I like to eat. Okay? I like good food. We eat every day. Do you know that if you didn't eat, you start to get sick? I'm talking about like if you didn't eat for several days in a row, you start to get weak, you start to get sick. And guess what? If you continue not eating, you are eventually going to die. I'll come to your funeral, okay? Oh, that make you feel better, all right? I'll come back. But listen, we need food. That's how God created it. God created our bodies to take in nourishment, to be able to continue to function properly, okay? Well, the same is true spiritually. And having personal devotions is like eating the spiritual food that we need every day to grow in our walk with God. And when we neglect that quiet time, we are not going to grow. We're going to be weak as Christians. We're going to be sickly. We're going to be not what God wants us to be. God cannot use us to the fullest extent that he wants to when we're spiritually sick because we've neglected him. 1 Peter 2, verse number 2. Listen to this verse. 1 Peter 2 and verse number 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. All right, we're about to have a little baby here in a few, my family, here in a few, next month now it is. And that little baby's going to need nourishment, going to need food to properly grow. As Christians, again, it's the same principle. We have to continue to take in food, the food of God's word. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, how do we grow in the knowledge of Christ? In the Word of God. That's where we learn about Christ. What he does, and his attitudes, and his responses, and his characteristics, and how he wants us to live. We've got to grow in our desire for the Word of God. All right, so why do we do it? Devotion to God, it shows that we love God, we want to follow God, direction that we need, understanding that, wow, we need to know what God wants us to do. We need to know what is truth and what is lies or what are lies. And a desire to be spiritually healthy. Now, I got about 7 minutes here, 7 or 8 minutes. Let me give you just a few practical helps, the how of personal devotions. Maybe, again, some of you guys have never done this before. And that's okay. That's okay, all right? We want to help you. The sooner that you can get in this pattern in your life, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great help to you down the road. Okay? Not that we will never struggle being consistent. We have the enemies of the world, the flesh, and the devil constantly against us. They're trying to defeat us, all right? So not that we will never struggle, okay? But if you can try to establish yourself in this pattern, all right, you're going to be greatly helped. So how do we do this? Here's some practical helps. Number one, have a set time and place. Have a set time and place. Now, this is especially true if you are just starting off, okay? As you grow in your walk with the Lord, as you are, as you get a little bit older in your Christian life, this can sometimes kind of, and depending on your situation, there's a little flexibility with this. Again, Brother Will's an evangelist, and I'm in a different place every week. And so I don't have the same exact place every single week. And sometimes the schedule is crazy, and so the time can shift around just a little bit. But especially if you guys have never done this before, if you are just starting off, it would be good to try to have a set time and a place. In other words, it's like, okay, summertime, I'm not in school, and I don't know, maybe your parents make you get up at a certain time, maybe they don't, all right? But you could say, all right, well, sometime in the morning, like right after breakfast, all right, I'm going to try to read my Bible. Just purpose. Just say, I'm going to do this, God. Would you help me? I want to do this. And so right after breakfast, God, I'm reading my Bible. Maybe you can go in your room. Maybe you have a desk somewhere in your house. Get away from if you have younger siblings. How many of you guys have younger siblings, all right? How many of you guys have older siblings as well, all right? Any only childs here? Only children? What's the correct English there? Anybody an only child? All right. No? All right. You guys are confusing me here, okay? Try to get away from people as much as possible. Again, I know sometimes it's hard to do that, but try to have a set time. Say, okay, I'm going to go in my room. If you have your own room or something, I'm going to go in my room or ask your mom to kick your younger sibling out for a little bit, okay? And say, I'm going to go in my room, and after breakfast, I'm going to read my Bible, all right? Maybe just pick like one chapter to read, or not even a full chapter. Maybe just pick a couple verses to read. And again, if you need help with that, ask your counselor. Before you leave this week, ask your counselor, hey, can you give me like some passages that I can start reading? And I'm sure your counselor would be happy to do that, all right? But try to have a set time and a place to begin reading your Bible and praying. Genesis 19:27 says this. Genesis 19:27. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. So it sounds to me like Abraham had a specific spot. And when he got up in the morning, he stood before the Lord. He had a specific location. He had a time and a place that he met with God. I have learned in my life that things that we're not intentional about, they rarely get done. Right? If we're not intentional about saying, okay, like we're gonna do this every day, just like I get up and I brush my teeth, hopefully, I don't know, maybe we're struggling with that, okay? I'm gonna brush my teeth, I'm gonna eat breakfast, all right, I'm gonna read my Bible. Be intentional about it, young person. Make that decision. If you've never made that decision, make that decision this week. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna spend time in God's Word and talking with God. All right, so have a set time and a place. Secondly, pray for God's Spirit to teach you. If you're saved, if you're born again, who lives inside of you? The Holy Spirit, right? God Himself, the Spirit of Christ, the Bible calls Him, okay? And so if you are truly saved, you know what you should do? Get in the habit of, before you open your Bible, say, Spirit of God, would you please show me what you want me to know? Would you please teach me, God, all right? The Spirit of God, He is the author of the Bible. And He is the one who will open our eyes to spiritual truth. Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. If we just read without depending upon Him, if we just like, okay, Mr. Wilson, I need to read my Bible, and so here's what I'm going to read today, and we just read and just go through it, and we close our Bibles, you know what most likely is going to happen? We're not going to really remember what we read, or we're not going to really learn what God wants to teach us. All right, and so we shouldn't just read without depending upon Him. Well, if we do that, we're going to miss so much. God's spiritual truth will never be discerned, all right, by our own understanding, by our own wisdom, or just going through some motion, okay? And so it's vital if we want to not waste our time, but instead read for profit, to humbly ask God to teach us. And so I would encourage you guys, before you read, all right, it just takes a few seconds. Say, please, God. Please, would you help me? Please, would you show me what you want me to learn? Okay, here's number three. Have a journal or a notebook to write down thoughts or questions that you have. Have a journal or a notebook to write down different thoughts or questions you have. Sometimes as you're reading through things, you're like, whoa, I don't know what that word means. So write that word down. And you can ask your mom, ask your dad, ask your pastor, or maybe get a dictionary if you got a dictionary in your house or something, right? And so write that word down. Or if you have a thought like, And maybe you're reading about David and Goliath. And it's like, oh, I wonder, what is a, because the Bible talks about Goliath with so many cubits tall. What's a cubit, right? Write that down. And you can try to discover it. And again, ask people about that. What I'm saying is that, how are we going to learn if it's, again, if it's just like, okay, I read, and then now I'm done. No, write things down. I have found that when you write things down, it helps you remember things a lot more, okay? So try to have like a little notebook or a journal. You can write things down. And you can write down a lesson that God taught you. So, again, for example, if you're reading David and Goliath, what might be a truth that you can write down from that story? You guys know the story of David and Goliath. So somebody tell me, what might be a truth that you could write down from that story?
God can help you win anything.
God can help you win anything.
You don't have to fear
with the Lord. No matter your size, God can help you.
God's bigger than everyone.
God is bigger than everyone, right?
You can trust God.
You can trust God.
There's no giant that God can't take care of.
That's right. That's right. Very good. One more. Go ahead. One more. God's always with you. All those things are true. See, you guys are smart. You can write that down. And again, writing down. Sometimes, listen, Mr. Will, just like you guys, I grew up in church. I've been in church all of my life. I went to Bible college. I've heard thousands upon thousands of messages. And sometimes when that happens, here's a danger, is that we know things, like we know things in our head, but we tend to forget things. We tend to not be, or we don't appreciate those things like we should. And so again, as you read through things, you're learning, it's like, okay, write these things down. And when you write them down, you can go back whenever something does happen. Where's William at? Well, I talked to William last night. There you are, buddy. So William's dad, he's having what? Kidney transplant, right? Is that okay that I said that? All right. William asked me to pray for his dad last night because his dad's having a kidney transplant. And you guys can pray for William's dad too. And so in a time like that, when something like that happens or something else, whatever else in your life, William can go and he'd be like, wait, God's always with me. And wait, God's bigger than the giant. It's a pretty big surgery that my dad's having. Whoa, but God is bigger. You see? You see how that could help you if you write things down, and when things happen in your life, it's like, whoa, remember that story? And remember these truths, okay? So I encourage you to write down some thoughts or questions that you have or things that you learn from that, okay? And then here, we're almost done. Fourthly, have someone that makes you accountable. What does that mean? Who knows what I mean by that? Have someone that makes you accountable. Keeps you to your word. So if you go home and you're like, okay, mom or dad or whoever, maybe you have an older sibling at home, and say, hey, I want to read my Bible every day and I want to pray every day. And will you ask me in the afternoon if I read my Bible yet? And what does that do? You know that, okay, this person's probably going to ask me, so I need to keep doing that. All right? And so it just helps when, especially you guys have never done this before, to have somebody that makes you count. Maybe even someone, a parent would be good, but maybe a friend from church. If you guys are serious about serving God and loving God and obeying God, you could say, hey, could you just ask me, like once a week, can you ask me, hey, are you still having your devotions? Hey, what have you been praying about? Okay, you guys right now need to learn to talk about those things. I have found that, there's a lot of adults. There's a lot of Christian adults who have a hard time talking about spiritual things. And we talk about the weather, and we talk about sports, and we talk about, and all those things are fine to talk about. But again, I'm trying to help you. If at a young age, you guys can start talking about spiritual things, it's gonna be really good for you, okay? And so the why, the how of personal devotions, may God help the young people, help all of us to be consistent, getting in His Word every day, and being faithful in prayer, all right? Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. I pray that you would, God, just help all of us again to be devoted to you, to show that by reading your word and being in prayer. Lord, help us to understand that we need direction. Lord, help us to have a desire to grow and to understand that we're not going to grow apart from your word and prayer. And Lord, help these young people, Lord, to take some of these practical things and to implement them in their lives.